from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. We've seen a jump in COVID-19 cases that isn't huge, but is a reminder that the pandemic is not over. The Porcupine Health Unit has added 5 new cases, bringing the pandemic total so far to 2,232. 4 of the 5 new ones are in Timmins. The lone other case is in the area PHU defines as Cochrane, Matheson, Iroquois Falls, and Smooth Rock Falls. The provincial government is boosting healthcare spending as part of its pre-election fall economic statement. While the plan does not include any tax cuts, it does start to trim back COVID-19 supports, including for schools, by about $7 billion next year and phasing them out altogether by 2023-24. Healthcare spending includes over $500 million for home and community care, and over $300 million to train and hire nurses and personal support workers. A new staycation tax credit will give a family of 4 up to $2,000 to cover the cost of a vacation in Ontario. The provincial deficit is forecasted to be just over $21 billion, about $12 billion lower than first believed. Higher tax revenues and stronger economic growth are credited for the drop in that forecast. Timmins Food Bank founder and president Rick Young will be the honorary marshal for next week's Santa Claus Parade in downtown Timmins. BIA Executive Director Cindy Marks says the hardworking Young exemplifies someone who gives his all in service to the community. So far, there are 55 entries for the parade. Campbell has confirmed that it's the most in parade history.
We're excited. It's a wonderful blend of musicians, dancing groups, floats. It's going to be fabulous.
Entries are still open until tomorrow afternoon at 4 at the BIA office. And John Fleming of Timmins spent 20 days this summer putting a total of about 2,000 kilometers on his car, shooting dash cam video of most of the streets in the city in one direction and then the other. The results are being posted 4 videos a day onto the Timmins Historical Society YouTube channel and the Timmins Then and Now Facebook group. Fleming says he does it mostly for posterity.
The plan is to do this every year, every single street, end to end, every year, for as long as I can do it.
That's to document changes on the streets. Fleming didn't make it to Connaught this year. That's in the works for next year, along with a few odds and ends he didn't cover. The full interview with John Fleming is on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.